Welcome to Cat Chat, brought to you by Dr. Elsie's Precious Cat, privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose personal mission has been to formulate a wide variety of litters for all types of cats so they keep using their litter box, which keeps them in their loving homes. Dr. Elsie has also created clean protein, wet and dry foods that are specifically appropriate for a cat's nutrition needs. I'm Tracy Hotchner, the author of The Cat Bible, Everything Your Cat Expects You to Know. My mission is to entertain, educate, and inspire cat lovers like you to give your kitty cats the best possible life in nutrition, affection, and environmental enrichment. Often sharing my conversation with feline expert Dr. Michael Maria Delgado, along with other cat authors and experts. Dr. Elsie's is also the founding and continuing sponsor of my New York Cat Film Festival, which brings together short films from around the world that celebrate kitty cats. The festival premieres every fall in New York City and then travels to theaters across America and Canada, with a portion of every ticket going to local cat welfare organizations with the support of Dr. Elsie's. I have some pretty wonderful news to report. And I was holding my breath since Maria called in 2 weeks ago, and she and I talked about Molly peeing everywhere, sometimes more than pee, various places in the house. And then Dr. Michael Maria Delgado and I talked about it last week, and I was kind of holding my breath and thinking, should I ask Maria? Are things going way better, a little better, no better at all? And I got this fabulous email from her. Maria, welcome back to the show, and congratulations on the great turnaround you've had with Miss Molly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for everything. What a relief.
Well, all I can say is that the reason I want people to hear this, both because we're all grateful that Molly is no longer making your life a misery or her own life a misery, is because I really appreciate that you had reached out. I'm honored when people ask my advice. And then I'm humbled when it works. And it really worked. And to think how long you'd been suffering, and then you had the courage to reach out and say, hi, I've got a problem. And I'd love you to walk people through what you did to change things for Molly's life and how it's changed yours, so that everyone can be inspired to know that even longstanding problems with cats, with out of litter box problems or other problems, you can turn it around. It's just like the 2-week challenge. Get off dry food, feed good wet canned food, and the litter box solutions. You can turn things around. You can teach old kitties new tricks, right? So tell how you went about this, Maria.
So after we spoke, I started to implement some of the things that you had recommended. The first thing I did was to put a litter box upstairs. I had 4 of them downstairs and in the garage. And you recommended to put one in the bathroom upstairs.
Right.
I did that also in the garage, sort of moved the litter boxes around and not had them next to each other, but gave them space. You had said that maybe, you know, she's having a problem because potentially she has a little bit of arthritis. She's
13
years old. So I got her one of those little steps to get onto the bed, which she loves. And I stopped giving dry food at all.
Wow.
And that was something talking to my vet about. Even though she was getting very good dry food,
yep,
my vet thought perhaps it was not good for her stomach. So I've now been giving them all wet food.
Wow.
She can have some snacks. I give them a snack, the Science Diet dental food. I give them a few. That doesn't seem to bother her, maybe because it's only like 4.
I'm going to interrupt you, and we're going to go back to that whole concept that a little bit of kitty crack is okay. As I used to say when I was live on Sirius. So if your kid, you want them to stop smoking, you say, okay, you can have one after dinner cigarette. It's still kitty crack. So no dry food.
Right.
It's of any right. brand, other than if you, for whatever reason, had to give dry food. Dr. Elsie's clean protein is the only one which mimics the diet of a cat, but it's still dry food. So we'll talk about that in a second. I want to back up to the litter boxes because I think It's pretty fantastic that you understood, because no one had ever explained it to you, that asking three cats to cross the house, go through a cat door into a dark garage, because all garages are pretty dark, or many times in the day and night they are, and have all of their litter boxes near each other, was physically difficult. And by the way, all 13-year-old cats have arthritis. All 7-year-old cats have arthritis. Arthritis happens to all of us as we age. Cats and dogs, it happens younger than us because their lifespans are shorter. So I really appreciate that you brought that litter box for her upstairs, and it worked. I mean, that's pretty fantastic, right? To not have the accidents.
Yeah.
The steps up to your bed, how kind of you. Usually people do that for small dogs. So tell people how you did that, because your bed was her special place that she kind of guarded against the other kitties. That's really cool that you did that. Was it that you realized, you saw that with her age and arthritis, that it was just too hard for her to get up there? Or you just went the full Santa Claus and did it even though she didn't seem to be struggling?
Well, when you mentioned that to me, that all cats, you know, at that age may have arthritis, I remember she used to be a very, like, athletic cat, like, to hang upside down, like,
yes,
jump everywhere.
Funny.
And I noticed that she was very hesitant.
Yes.
And instead of jumping on the bed and landing in the middle, she kind of would get on, but at the very edge.
Right.
So when you mentioned that to me, it rang a bell. So I said, you know what, I'm going to get that. And, of course, I got it, like, the next day from Amazon. And I noticed then also, once I got her that, she was in the beginning, for a while now, staying upstairs in the morning, not coming down for her food. So I would bring her her food upstairs. But now, because of that, and maybe because she was sore from on the bed,
yes,
I don't know.
Yes.
But now she's downstairs with everybody else at her food. She comes downstairs for treats. She's downstairs
nice.
Now. Instead of my bed, she's on the couch in the living
nice.
Room by the sun. So it's even changed her behavior.
This is fabulous.
If that makes sense.
This is so important for people to realize this. I will also tell you, Maria, that removing dry food from a cat's diet, this is not personal opinion. This is fact that I also followed up with citizen science for 7.5 years on Sirius. If you take your cats off of dry food for a mere 2 weeks and put them on wet food, I mean, no kitty crack, they feel better and they become more playful and they become more physically active, even minus this arthritis issue. Because dry food, highly processed carbohydrates, are not the right fuel for the engine of a cat who's a Ferrari. You can't put diesel fuel in a Ferrari, is sort of how I like people to think of it. So I'm going to tell you that some of that comes from her feeling better from not eating kitty crack. We're going to talk about snacks in a second. The other thing...
Can I just tell you one other
yes,
thing
please.
About that? Since I haven't been giving her dry food, she's not vomiting
thank
every day
you.
Either.
Thank you. Thank you, darling. This is the other thing that people have gotten used to, is cats puking all the time. Well, cats throw up. Actually, no. They don't need to throw up unless something digestively is awry. So that's pretty amazing too. Here was Molly throwing up all the time, and people come to think, well, I guess cats just throw up. Yeah, unhappy cats, I mean, ones with digestive unhappiness do. There's no reason to throw up. Imagine if nature hadn't figured out how to keep your food in you. You'd die, right? All your food would keep coming out the wrong end, which is the end it came in the first place. The other thing is that because she's more comfortable and confident about where she can eliminate, she has her own place in your bathroom upstairs. She feels more secure, more confident. She's not as worried when she comes down. Oh my God, am I going to make it to that cat door? Am I going to get in the garage? Will one of the other two be there? Are they going to follow me in? Plus, that cat door really feels bad to me physically. She just feels altogether better. So the not vomiting is high dramatic proof that even 2 weeks off of any kitty crack, hear me, folks, any dry food, it's not the right food for cats. They're obligate carnivores. All those highly processed carbs do them harm, long-term or short-term. They just do. The other thing you're going to see, Maria, if you haven't noticed it already, besides her being more relaxed and more active, and I do think that the steps up to your bed help, but it's also that she just feels altogether better, is she will definitely lose some weight, unless she was underweight to begin with, and she will become shinier, and she will not shed as much. All those things change when you feed wet food. Have you noticed any difference in her coat or her skin?
She's always had a nice coat.
Nice.
But what I'm looking at, and I don't know if it maybe it was from the dry food, she would over-groom
yes.
on her paws.
Yes.
And I'm watching to see if that comes back in. But, you know, it's funny you say that about the food, because for years, the vets have had me change her food constantly to find, you know, oh, she's allergic to fish. She's
yes.
allergic to this.
Yes.
And no one ever, until this other vet as well, had suggested, she said, you know, you may want to try no dry, because she has other clients whose cats can't eat it either. But I have switched her food. And now I'm wondering, is she really allergic to fish?
Maybe she's not. She's not. She doesn't have allergies. Let's just put it this way. All cats, if they could express themselves, would say, I'm allergic to dry food, Mom. I'm an obligate carnivore. I need to eat the equivalent of a mouse or a bird or a salamander or a bug, which is would be their natural food. So, yeah, she wasn't allergic to those things. And it's not the vet's fault, because they're taught what they're taught in vet school, where nutrition is not high on the list of things they learn. Just like human doctors, in medical school don't learn nutrition. I mean, you ever seen the food served in hospitals? Those are the nutritionists, and that's what they serve. All white food, full of chemicals and sugar, highly processed. You know, not a pretty picture. So this advice that we've all gotten for years, oh, try this hypoallergenic food, try this prescription diet, all of it dry, dry, dry. It doesn't solve the problem, which is just feed the cat the highest quality canned food you can. Waruva is a longtime sponsor of all the work I do in educating people, and Dr. Elsie's clean protein food is remarkable because it is scientifically based on just the right kinds of proteins that cats do well with. Let's back up to the question of snacks and treats, because it's fun to give snacks and treats. And you can also, once things are really copacetic in the household, you can teach cats to do things by using treats. You know, get up on this chair or stand up on your hind legs or whatever the thing is your cat might naturally do anyway. There's a couple of choices. One is any of the freeze-dried proteins. Every company makes little pieces of freeze-dried chicken liver or chicken or salmon. And all those are great. And only a tiny bit is needed to give the pleasure. And many of those are crunchy, right? If you think the cat needs to crunch, which is a human idea, cats don't need to crunch at all. But anyway, people like to see their cats crunching, or they like to hear it. You can give a freeze-dried protein treat. The other thing you can do that cats love is little pieces of cheese or chicken or meat or any leftover proteins you have cut into little pieces from your own diet. And if you don't want to do that, even little bits of deli meat. Granted, most deli meat has a lot of salt in it and sometimes some chemicals and other stuff. But if people are eating it, you know, you can give your cat something the size of a penny and it's fine. So you don't need to use dry food as a treat, because in the end, you are sort of saying, okay, I'm going to give you this thing I now know for sure is not good for you, didn't make you feel good, gave you problems, which are now solved. I'll just give you a little. So you wouldn't do that if it was, you know, heroin or cigarettes. You wouldn't say, yeah, just a little will be all right. So I think that's how we have to look at it, as something really quite toxic for cats. And bravo to your vet for saying, you know, I'm noticing that cats do better on wet food. She or he is not going to go all the way to saying, don't feed dry food, because sadly, other than everyone who listens to Cat Chat, everybody else is still feeding dry food because they didn't hear the message yet. So you can't go against the flow of the tide. If you're a vet, you can't say to people, don't feed dry food, because then your clients will say, well, that vet's nuts. I think dry food is fine because I saw an advertisement for it on TV. In terms of her happiness factor, it seems like Molly has a higher happiness factor, and you have a higher happiness factor. And that lowers the stress in the whole household. Have the other cats seemed to change going off of Kitty Crack?
They always seem to be more hungry, but I've added, I don't know if what you think about that, the Stella and Chewy dehydrated food. I've been adding that to their wet food, you know, after you put the water in it, just so that they have more. And if that's not good, I can give them, you know, two cans of, you know, food. But, you know, I'm trying to make up extra calories for the lack of the dry food.
That's interesting. So, it's an interesting idea. Stella and Chewy's. Stella and Chewy's is a lovely pet food company. They make beautiful stuff. And if it's dehydrated pure protein, as opposed to dehydrated fruits and vegetables, I don't have in front of me the list of their ingredients. But if they are adding fruits and vegetables and carbohydrates to make a fully balanced dehydrated food, which they might be, then probably better to stick with the canned food, because cats don't need cranberries. In fact, they don't need cranberries and carrots and peas and various things that are sometimes put in these foods because it balances it technically. And people like to see blueberries in their pets' food. May I just say to everybody out there, your dogs and cats don't need blueberries. All right. The idea that it's a superfood and an antioxidant, one or two blueberries are not going to change your cat's life for the better. And because it's full of fruit sugar, maybe for the worse. So yes, more canned food would be good. And the thing that people find when they transition off of Kitty Crack, because it does create a brain addiction, literally a place in their brain lights up like for cocaine or marijuana. So something that is addictive happens with eating dry food. Something to do with the chemicals, something to do with the carbs themselves, which are unnatural for a cat. So they tend to get very, very hungry, and people have begging cats when they take them off of Kitty Crack. One thing to do is break it up into three meals a day as an idea. Mm-hmm. So okay. That rather than giving the whole can, give the can, you know, half a can three times a day or even four times a day. And certainly you can get dehydrated pieces of protein, right? Not something meant to be a fully balanced meal, because they're getting that in their can. They're getting plenty in their can of nice quality food. Little pieces of freeze-dried liver, chicken, fish, whatever these lovely companies make, even dehydrated cheese pieces, little. And you can put them around the house. Try to remember where you put them, but they'll probably find them. They have very good sniffers. That way they can hunt for their food. And that takes up a lot of good energy. So they're not just chowing down at the trough, you know, they're going to have mm-hmm. to go hunting, and it makes life more fun. So you probably have any number of places in the house where you can drop a few behind a couch, behind a drape, and just keep a mental picture of where they were. But I think they'll be cleaning them up for you.
Do you think the dry food is what causes them to have a lot of plaque on their teeth?
Well, as they used to say, that dry food cleans cats' teeth, which Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkins and I used to laugh about. She had a great line. She said, when I go to the dentist twice a year to have my teeth cleaned, and by the way, cats do need their teeth looked at by the vet and cleaned by the vet professionally, not by a groomer, but by a vet. Not every cat needs it, but many do, especially as they get older. When I go to the dentist, she would say, when I leave, they give me a free toothbrush and a little thing of dentifrice. They don't say, here's a bag of Fritos, be sure to eat these on your way home, because they'll really help clean your teeth. Yes, dry food certainly increases the possibility of tartar and plaque. Some cats are more prone to that buildup than others. It has to do with their metabolism. But dry food, if you think about eating anything that you eat that's like a Frito, a Cheeto, a Dorito, you kind of feel like you should brush your teeth afterwards, not that they cleaned your teeth. So yes, I do think, based on logic and based on the fact that most cats do need their teeth cleaned, even if all they've ever had is Kitty Crack, it's certainly not helping. It has nothing to do with dental health. Nutrition and dental health, you can't make food in the shape of a toothbrush and have it do the two jobs at once. Food is to nourish you correctly, right? We're not trying to skip steps here. And most of the problems with cats and dogs and people is not the teeth, but the gum line. So it's what gets trapped and stuck up at the gum line that creates dental problems. And just like with people, some people need to go to the dental hygienist more often than others or have more plaque and tartar when they do go. I think the important thing, Maria, in wrapping up, is that what you're doing for this girl is so generous and so embracing and so considerate. And you suffered for so long, and you know now on some level so did she. And I just really salute you for thinking, okay, no more dry food. Okay, I'll get her steps. Okay, we're going to make life good for everybody here. You're an incredible cat mom. You're just what everyone should be. Pay attention and try to do the best you can. And anyone listening that feels that they've done those things and they're still stuck, write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com. And I and or Dr. Michael Maria Delgado are going to help you sort it out. Thanks again, Maria, for sharing and for your fantastic success. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate everything you've done for me. Thank you again.
Thank you for listening. I hope this conversation has deepened your understanding and appreciation of cats everywhere. It's been brought to you by Dr. Elsie's Precious Cat, which created their own clean protein cat foods, inspired by the protein levels found in a cat's natural prey, to better satisfy a cat's appetite with ingredients naturally intended for her body. 90% of the protein in clean protein is animal-based, not plant-based, as in many cat foods, which can compromise cats' health. Clean protein is the first dry cat food I can personally recommend as a healthy choice, although I always hope that wet food will be your cat's primary diet. Thanks again for being here.